You recognize what I'm humming? Highly doubt that. Huh. Didn't think you'd know modern baseball, but guess you can't judge a book by its cover, huh? Wish people would stop doing that in general, but it is how it is. Well, now that we've got the chance to talk for once, you mind if I ask a little something of you? Why the fuck are you always staring at me? Come on, you can't play dumb with me. I have eyes, and I can feel yours when they're practically glued onto me. Besides, you aren't the best at hiding your staring. Anytime I peek my eyes up to look back at you, you're swinging your head right back down, acting like you weren't doing what you were doing. So what's up with it? You think it's weird that I wear what I wear or something? Is it the fact that I've got piercings and tattoos? You know, honesty is an important thing to a lot of people. I'd hate to tell people you're a liar, because you seem nice enough. Well then, dear, why don't you stop lying? And just spit out how you feel about me. Like, is it that you want to be friends with me? Or is it the fact you're clearly hiding some feelings? I mean, it's hard not to assume that. You stare at me, are too scared to talk with me, and I'm not sure if you know this, but you and your buds aren't the best at being the most quiet or best at keeping secrets. Yeah, well, you all were in the living room earlier talking. I heard the whole conversation. Right up to when it got to the big hot question. Who's the one person you've always wanted to fuck around with, but never thought you'd get to? There's no need to hide that face now. You can stare all you want once you're honest. So, care to tell me the truth? Because there's no point in lying now. We both know the truth. You pointed right to me. You thought I wasn't looking, didn't you? You wanted to just take your peeks at me, have your fantasies, and that be all. You thought I'd never notice how clearly obsessed you are with me. Well, here I am. And now my hand's on the back of your head. And now it's my turn to actually do what you've wanted. Because it's always seemed like you were a bit too scared to. Unless, of course, I'm just completely reading all of the signals wrong. In which case, you can just push me away right now. We can both agree that this never happened and move on. Here, I'll give you to the count of three. And on one, if you decide not to shoo away, I'm gonna do what you've never been able to. Three. You've always two wanted to put in your lips. Last chance to bow out and show I was wrong. But I think I might just be right. One. Still too shy to talk. I can feel how warm you are. Well, I guess I'll just let this do the talking. What was that noise? Does me grabbing your ass out in the open like this make you a bit nervous? Or is it the fact that you're getting excited? Are you ready to be honest? Or is it the fact that I can feel how much you want this? Not enough for you to just say you want to be used by me tonight. Was that a bit too blunt? See, there we go. Oh, yeah, trust me. We'll bring this right up to your room for the night. Fucking trust that. But first, I need to make sure people know that for tonight, I'm getting to use this sweet girl who is about to be so fucking obedient and turn into a little fuck doll just for me. And to do that, I need to make sure that they can see it. So I'll just sink my teeth right here. Suck on this neck. Gotta make sure it's nice and noticeable for everyone to see. Fucking perfect. Nice and purple for me already. I bet you no one here would expect you to be the one with a mark, showing that you've been claimed. But, again, can't judge a book by its cover, can we? Well then. Speaking of covers, how about we get this thing moving? As much as I'd enjoy teasing you out here a bunch more, I'd much prefer to have you all to myself. And by judging how little you can even muster in terms of words, I think you'd like that as well. Then take my hand and point me to that room of yours. This one right here. Perfect. Oh, and by the way, once you get in here, a couple things are gonna change. You are mine, and you are not gonna be leaving here until we're done. I doubt you're gonna wanna leave, or even be able to, though. 'Cause when I'm done with my sluts, I don't think that they usually want to anyway. And that's what you've always wanted. Well, I'm happy to give that to you. But now, I can. I plan on getting what I want, which is for this sexy, needy, obedient piece of ass to strip down into just those panties. And then you're gonna lay that head on the side of the bed. And you're gonna beg to be used by me for as long as I want tonight.